This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Methodist Bishop Mary Ann Swenson, Vice Moderator of the World Council of Churches Central Committee, says Christian congregations have a vital role to play in helping to respond to the current refugee crisis, but more could still be done by them. Bishop Swenson was among the participants at a high-level conference hosted by the World Council of Churches in partnership with the UN agencies to discuss how they can all proactively influence and shape coordinated, collective, practical responses to the refugee crisis. I spoke to Bishop Swenson earlier today. Germany's interior minister says that churches have a crucial role to play in responding to the arrival of refugees in Europe. In your view, have the churches fully stepped up to this role? Are they making the full use of their resources and capabilities, or could they do more?
I do think that the churches have a vital role to play, and I do think that in many places the churches are doing very much. I also think that we could probably step up and do more. I know that I've been in conversation with some people that have talked about churches that feel fatigue because they have been trying to do so much and they have a sense of weariness and exhaustion. But I've talked to other people who have talked about churches that are really engaged and are really involved and are very excited and are energized by being able to help refugees in their community and be involved with refugees in their community and seeking translation equipment so that they can better help the refugees in their community. So I think there's a kind of both and at work here, that there are many churches that are doing very much, but also more could happen in some places.
And what, in your view, is the most valuable type of assistance that church congregations and communities are providing to these refugees and asylum seekers and migrants?
Well, there are many different kinds, and I do think that some places there are some really good ecumenical cooperation and collaboration working together, and so they're trying to really make a difference in a broad way across in different countries, the ecumenical communities in different countries. In Italy, for example, the Federation of Protestant Churches and the Catholic community and the Waldensian community are all working together to help the refugees that come through Italy, and I think that kind of cooperation is wonderful. In other places, it's individual congregations, congregation by congregation, that can reach out to refugees that come into their communities. So it's a different kind of witness in different places, and yet both kinds of witness are very, very important. And the ways in which, for example, in the conference we're attending, we're really working together with the church people and also government and NGO agencies and civil groups agencies. And so the kind of cooperation we can work across the board is very important too. And someone has spoken about how important there is a link between what is happening now with the refugees and the need for development in different countries. And to keep in mind the link between the refugees who are coming to the countries and the development of the countries. So that can be a way in which church people and other civil society people can work together with each other.
This ongoing refugee and migration crisis in Europe has thrown up sharp political divisions on how to handle this influx, with Germany, for example, playing a much more welcoming role than other countries in Europe, than most other countries in Europe. Do you see any sign that these divisions within the EU can be overcome in the near future, and is there anything the churches can do here?
I certainly hope that they will be in the future, and I really want to applaud the kind of welcoming role that Germany is doing. I think Germany is a model for the other countries, and this kind of welcoming role is so very important, and the other countries need to step up and be welcoming as well, and the countries need to collaborate and work together with each other to be welcoming in the ways that they can. We talked earlier about a lecture that was given recently by Jorgen Moltmann here, and how he wrote a book in 1964 about the theology of hope, and how one of the important things now is to have hope, and the things that he said back in the 60s are just as relevant today as they were then, and we need to work together and look for signs of hope so that various countries can step up to the plate the way that Germany has and helped contribute to hope for many who are so suffering right now and need to have a sense of hope.
Does the World Council of Churches worry that if this influx of refugees shows no sign of stopping, that we could see growing xenophobia and Islamophobia?
That really is a concern. And so one of the things that we want to do is to have conferences like this in order to find ways to address that kind of concern so that instead of having that, we can have philoxenia, which is the Greek word for welcoming the stranger and showing hospitality to the stranger. So if we could replace xenophobia with philoxenia, then we can truly show hospitality and welcome to all and improve the society in all of our countries.
And what kind of action plan or specific guidelines are you hoping to draw up at this conference?
We are working very closely on a draft statement that will be a full action plan, and it will talk about cooperation across the board. It will talk about developing a system of asylum that can be applied in the different countries and the countries can work together. It will talk about stepped up action that churches can take and ways in which churches can make a difference in the various countries. It's got several kinds of specific plans, I think, to that end, and I think it will be most helpful. I'm very excited to see what will ultimately come out as the action plan from the work we are doing.